This is KCUR 89.3. From the late 1950s until the 1990s, the skies above Kansas City roared with the takeoffs and landings of military aircraft during the annual air show at Richards Gebauer Air Force Base. The show drew hundreds of thousands of people to the area between Grandview and Belton, Missouri. 25 years after the base is closing, KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports that the retirees from Richards Gebauer are a loose-knit community connected by their military past.
Spectators at these air shows would gasp in awe at the sonic boom of the Thunderbirds, the Blue Angels, the hulking C-130, Hercules transports, and the iconic A-10 fighter planes. A former fighter pilot named Jim Valance led a squadron with the prestigious 442nd Tactical Fighter Wing of the Air Force Reserve Command. He took part in a number of the air shows during his decade at Richards Gebauer.
I think one year we had 600,000 people, but 300,000 was not an unusual show.
But it was unusual to see so many people flocking to what was still a very rural part of the Kansas City area. Richards Gebauer opened in 1941 as the Grandview Airport. The Army Air Forces and the U.S. Navy used the base during World War II, but with the Cold War buildup, the airport was leased by the military for what would become an important active duty unit of the U.S. Air Force. KCUR recently gathered a bunch of Richards Gebauer retirees in a meeting room of Belton's Carnegie Village senior living community. We wanted to hear how being in Belton affected their military experience. 73-year-old Richard Lambert, a former jet engine mechanic, wore his Air Force cap and brought a thick notebook of photos and memorabilia. He says the people in Belton at the time learned about what happened at Richards Gebauer, sometimes in surprising and unwelcome ways.
In 1970, at F-106, 787. It was flying around, had mechanical problems, and the pilot ejected. It landed belly up, but it sat in that farmer's field until it ran out of gas.
Nadine Cavanaugh, a 97-year-old in a bright red jacket with salt and pepper hair that makes her look 20 years younger than she really is, worked in the procurement office for 30 years. She says at first the community was suspicious and confused about how the highly secure installation operated.
And then they finally had Air Force Appreciation Night, and the base furnished all the chicken, and I never served so much chicken in my life. I think that's what really made us liked.
There was more than just chicken for Belton to appreciate about Richards Gebauer. The population of the town more than doubled. Neighborhoods sprung up with off-base housing. Grocery and hardware stores, cleaners, and repair shops opened up. The base had a bowling alley and an officers' club, but Daryl Littler remembers there wasn't much else to do, so he and his friends would go into Kansas City for entertainment.
One of my fondest memories is February 26, 1966, and I think Dick can relate to that. We both went down to the USO Club, and that's where we both, each of us, met our future wives. So that was
a
same night, yes, same night.
As the Soviet threat of the Cold War declined, the active duty Air Force command at Richards Gebauer was gradually phased out. The A-10s moved to Whiteman Air Force Base in Nob Noster, and the Air Force officially left in 1994.
How are you doing?
Today, there's still a small military presence on what was the base. The occasional uniformed enlistee comes and goes from a commissary that serves the Army Reserves and the Marine Regiment that train here once a month. Nearby, there's a field of sand-colored tanks painted to match the deserts of the Middle East. But much of the old base is now a rail-to-truck intermodal hub and home to the Calvary Bible College. Former Belton Mayor Phil Duncan, himself a retired Missouri Army National Guard, took office a year after the Air Force left.
This name and the base, it'll always be a positive outlook for the community and anybody that moves here to have a great air base here.
Right. Even though Belton still invested in its identity as a military town, the number of retirees is dwindling. Those still here don't see much of each other, but get them together and there's a palpable sense of pride and nostalgia for their shared past. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.
This story is part of a KCUR community engagement project reporting this week on Belton, Missouri. Tomorrow, the story of how tax increment financing, or TIF, is used in Belton and whether it's still necessary in the first place.